This is how God chose to begin the first Christmas, not with thunder or fanfares, but with an infant's cry, not with the arrival of a warrior or a monarch, but with the appearance of one small child. He even chose a stable for his birth, not a castle or a cathedral. For unto us a child is born. How amazing, how overwhelming that God would choose to redeem the world through the tiniest of miracles, a baby.
Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name.
Mary's journey to motherhood began with the gentle voice of a heavenly messenger saying, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son, and you are to give his name," or give him his name, Jesus. "He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest." Gabriel's explanation of how this would come to pass transformed Mary's confusion and fear into faith. Her excitement was transformed into thankfulness and praise as she pondered the coming of the Christ child. "My soul magnifies the Lord. My heart rejoices in God my Savior. From now on, all people will say that I am blessed because the Mighty One has done great things for me."
There's a baby in her arms, and when her eyes are on the child, she finds all the strength she needs. All the struggles and the trials just turn into perfect peace. She can even stop and smile when her eyes are on the child.
Christ was born, and heaven can no longer keep silent. To shepherds in the hills, to beasts in the fields, to all who dwell upon God's earth, the angels proclaimed their miraculous news. Glory, glory to God in the highest.
Thank you.
Around the manger gathered those who had come to worship Jesus. They laid their gifts of praise before the newborn king. Let us join them. Let us bow down with the shepherds and raise our voices with the angels. Let us praise the child of Bethlehem, God's holy son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For unto us a child was born, for unto us the Son of God was given. Let us praise him. Let us call him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This is the miracle of Christmas, that through the birth of this one small child, each of us would have the opportunity to become a child of God. Yes, God has loved each of us this much that he has given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And if we would only believe in him, we will not die, but live with God forever. Oh, come, let us adore him. Jesus came as a baby, but he did not remain in a manger. He went to the cross, but he did not stay there. He went to the grave, but he did not linger. He arose a victor over death, and he will live and reign forever and ever. We bless you, Lord Jesus, as King of kings and Lord of lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is, who was, and who is to come.
His mercy and his truth endureth. I think you guys had fun doing that. I really do. Well, exactly, Connie. And one of the things that I thought just fell right into this, is when you're reading the passage about the coming of Jesus in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. It says in verse 15, "So it was when the angels had gone away from them to heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's now go to Bethlehem, see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they'd seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them." Beautiful thing about a cantata, and beautiful thing about seeing people sing it joyously, is it does remind us this is what life is really all about. And you have a choice again this Christmas season. You can go away and act as if the birth of Christ never happened, and it will mean nothing to you. Or you can use it as impetus to go and tell. Go and tell it on the mountain. To make sure that everybody knows the reason for your existence is not just so that you can pay the bills and pay the rent and go on existing, but that you might have a reason to get up every morning to proclaim the praises of the one who's called you out of darkness into his glorious light. Because Jesus has risen from the dead, you have no reason to fear life or death. Amen? What about you this morning? Do you have that confidence in your life? Do you have that purpose in your life? Have you seen the child? Have you heard the Lord call your name and say, "Come to the manger and end at the cross, and then go to the empty tomb"? If you've known him, you've seen these things, you have no reason to not spend the rest of your life joyously telling everyone you meet about the reason for the joy that is within your heart this morning. If you don't have that, don't leave without Jesus. And so we're going to sing a hymn of invitation in just a moment. Miss Connie's going to come. If you don't have Jesus, you have no reason for rejoicing this season. But if you have Christ in your heart, you have every reason to not only rejoice through this season, but to spend the rest of your life rejoicing. Let's sing.
Hymn number 275, shall we stand?